Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud Dalid. We are holding on the bottom of daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we were right in the middle of today's shiur, sponsored by Avishai and Elisha Venuman, Lizchusur for Shlema, for Chaim Naftali ben Frumit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya, they should both have Rufo Shlema, Bisoch Shar Chola Israel. So we were right in the middle of a discussion about the authorship of a certain Brisa. The Brisa says that if Kohanim don't have a kapara with the par, then they won't have any kapara at all. That's what the Brisa seems to imply. That if not for a kapara with the par, they wouldn't get kapara with the Seir Hamishtalech. So the Gemara initially thought, and what we read yesterday, was that this Brisa must be holding like Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon holds that they don't get any kapara with the Seir Hamishtalech. That Kohanim don't get any kapara with the Seir Hamishtalech. That kapara is only for Yisraelim. But now we're going to show that perhaps even Rabbi Yehuda could be the author of the Brisa, and maybe the Brisa is not talking about Kapara in general, it's talking about Kapara for Tumas Mikdash Ukudashav, but Ein Achinami, Kohanim do get Kapara with this year Mishtalech, but that's for Shara Veros, it's not for Tumas Mikdash Ukudashav. Then the Gemara is going to have a discussion of why it is that the Kohen Gadol says each of the Viduyim that he says, and why it is that it's necessary to have the Zrikas Adam of the Par, what exactly each one is being Mechaper for. It's going to try to identify if he's being mechaper for the people, for the Kohanim, for himself, what exactly the function of each of the Viduyim and the Zrika is all about. And then, Be'ez Hashem, we will begin the second parak of Masechta Shavuos, and the Mishnah is going to give us the, we had mentioned the very first Mishnah in the Masechta, the Yediyos HaTuma are Shtayim Shein Arba. So we're going to enumerate what that Shtayim Shein Arba are in Yediyos HaTuma, that Yechayev HaKarban Olav Yored in two cases that are really four. Then the Mishnah is going to identify which location in the Beis HaMikdash one is Chayiv for Tumma in, meaning one of the cases that Yechayiv HaKarban Olav Yored is a person goes into the Mikdash B'Tumma with Yediya B'Tchili, Yediya B'Sov, Helem B'Netayim, but he goes into the Mikdash B'Tumma. Which part of the Mikdash is he going to be Chayiv HaKarban Olav Yored for when he goes in B'Tumma? The Mishnah is also going to discuss, is a person Chayiv if he becomes Tamei while he's in the Azara? What's he supposed to do? He's in the Azara already and he becomes Tamei. So how quickly does he have to leave in order to avoid a Chayiv Karban Olav? Then the Gemara is going to start discussing how we get to the number four. Yediyos HaTumah are Shtayim Shein Arba, but when we actually do the math and add up all of the different Yediyos, it turns out to be more like six or maybe even eight. It doesn't seem to really be four. So the Gemara is going to work on the math of how we got to the number four. The Gemara is then going to have a couple of questions about what qualifies as a Yediyah B'Tchila. How much did you need to know initially when you became Tameh for it to be called a knowledge of your tumah? Let's say you knew you touched the sheretz. You just didn't know that shratzim are tameh. Is that called the Yediya Betchila? You knew exactly where you walked. You just didn't know that that place was the Migdash. So is that called a Yediya Betchila? Or you didn't know that place was the Azara? Whatever it might be. What exactly qualifies as a Yediya Betchila? So let's begin. We are holding on daf Yud Gimlam Beis. And again, we had just gotten through quoting a Brisa that when you summarize what the Brisa, what we were trying to derive from the Brisa, is that the Brisa seemed to say that if not for the par, the Kohanim would not get any kapara at all. Which means the Brisa seems to imply that Kohanim do not get kapara from the Seir HaMishtaleach. So the Gemara had said that Brisa has to be against Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Kohanim do get a kapara with the Seir HaMishtaleach, and therefore Rava had told us that the Brisa must be aligned with Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon is the one that says that Kohanim do not receive a kapara with the Seir HaMishtaleach. So now we're up to Abaye Omar, four lines on the bottom of the page, last one line is Abaye. Abaye Omar Afilu Temer Rabbi Yehuda. You could even say that this Brisa follows the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Kohanim get a kapara with the Seir HaMishtaleach for Shara Veros. Aye, but the Brisa said that if not for the Pasuk, there wouldn't have been any kapara for the Kohanim. If they don't get a kapara with the Par, there is not going to be any other kapara for them. How can you then say that it follows the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that they also get a kapara from the Seir HaMishtaleach? No, Hachi Ka'amar. What our Brisa was really having a much more limited conversation. mentioned. The Braisa wasn't talking about do Kohanim get kapara at all? No, me'ata einem kapara b'tumas mikdash u'kedoshav. The Braisa was specifically talking about do they get kapara for the averos of tumas mikdash u'kedoshav. That if you're going to say that they don't get kapara through the paro shel Aaron, through the par of the Kohen Gadol, then there will be nothing left for them to get kapara for Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav with. Of course, for other Averos, they'll get kapara. That will be with the Seir Mishtaleach, Hena Chinami. But for Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav, there's not going to be any kapara left. And that's why Kshuomer Yichaper, when the Pasuk says Yichaper, ala Kohanim, Matzinu Shieshan Kapara, Bishar Averos, then we know that that Kohanim are like everybody else, that they get one Kapara with everybody else through the Seir Mishtaleach for Shar Averos, Ukumod Matzinu Shieshan Kapara, Bishar Averos, so just like they get the same Kapara as everybody else for Shar Averos with the Seir Mishtaleach, Kach Yeshan Kapara, Bitumas Mikdash Ukadashav, so too they get Kapara for Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav. Oh, the only thing left to discuss then, the Braisa says, is Bamehi Mischapin. So I know that there's going to be something that's Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav of Kohanim. But what? What is going to be that Kapara? For Shara Veros in Achinami, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be this year Mishaleach. But what's going to provide the Kohanim with Kapara for Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav? So, because it seems from the Psukim that there's a Miyut to tell me that they don't get kapar with the Sierra Chatas like Yisraelim do, nor with the Paro Shel Aaron like the Kohen Gadol does. So Mutav Sheyischapru b'Paro Shel Aaron. That's why the Braisa says it makes more sense that the kapara that the Kohen Gadol gets with his par is going to extend to the other Kohanim. Even though the Pasuk says Asher Lo, and Asher Lo with a Vav, not with an Aleph, Lame Asher Lo, that which is his, it sounds like it's only for the Kohen Gadol, it's not for other Kohanim. Because even though it says Asher Lo, it's not really limited to him. Certainly the family of the Kohen Gadol gets a kapara with the Paro Shel Aaron. So we could say, okay, just like there's an exception that Asher Lo is not exclusive to the Kohen Gadol himself, to the person of the Kohen Gadol. It includes his family, so it includes his extended family of all the other Kohanim as well. They're all one big happy family. And it's less likely that the Kohanim are going to be included with the kapara of the rest of the people with the Sierra Nasa Bifnim, where the Pasuk says Asher La'am, which excludes Kohanim from that kapara, Shari Lo Huta Michlolo, because there are no exceptions to that exclusion. It says Asher La'am, that excludes Kohanim from that kapara, and no one who is excluded is somehow included in that kapara. So that's why we assume that Kohanim for Shar Averos and Achinami, they might get a kapara together with the rest of the Jewish people at Sir Mishtaleach. But for Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav, Kohanim are only going to get a kapara with the paro Shel Aaron, with the par of the Kohen Gadol. V'im nafshach lomer, and then the Braisa goes on to say, and if you don't like that drasha, there's another drasha from which we can learn that the Kohanim get a kapara through the paro Shel Aaron, through the par of the Kohen Gadol. Harei omer, beis Aaron baruchu es Hashem. The Kohanim are called Beis Aaron. So you see that Beiso is included in the kapara of the Par Shel Aaron, because the Pasuk says V'chiper ba'ado uva'ad Beiso. So once we know that other Kohanim are also called Beiso, and we know that the par of the Kohen Gadol is supposed to be Mechaper for Beiso, so Mele, it includes all of the other Kohanim as well. So essentially what the Braisa was telling us, I know about Shara Verus. So according to according to what we're saying today at least, I know about Shara Verus, that Kohanim could get a Kapara with Shara Verus for Shara Averos with the Sira Mishtalech. What we want to know is, where do Kohanim get a Kapara for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav? And we said it has to be from the Paro Shel Aaron, and the Braisa had quoted two different sources to teach me that it has to be with the Paro Shel Aaron. Either because we already have Hutar Michlolo by the Paro Shel Aaron, that the Paro Shel Aaron already includes more than just the Kohen Gadol, it includes his family, some Melitz Mistaver to say that it includes the other Kohanim as well, or from the word Beis Aaron Baruch Hashem, from the words Beis Aaron Baruch Hashem, V'chiper Ba'ado V'ad Beiso, it makes sense that they are included included in Beso. Maivim Nafshach Lomar. But whenever you're going to quote two sources for the same din, it means that there was some problem with the first source. So why did we have to? What was the kasha with the first source that the Kohanim get a kapara with the paro shel Aaron that we then needed to quote an additional source? So the Gemara says v'chi tema. Here's the problem. You might have said, how could you say that the Kohanim get a kapara with the par of the Kohen Gadol? Beso ksiv. It says that v'chiper bado vad beso. So it sounds like it's only his family. It's not the other Kohanim. So kulan kriyan beso. That's why the Bryce has to add, no, it's not a miut. That's not meant to exclude other Kohanim. All of them are called Beso. Shneemar, Beisaron Borchas Hashem, Yirei Hashem, Borchas Hashem. That in a certain sense, all of the Kohanim are referred to as the Beis Aaron. And therefore, you shouldn't view that as a miut, excluding the other Kohanim. So the Braisa had said that the phrase Asher La'am teaches us that the Kohanim cannot get a kapara with the Sierra Nasa Bifnim. Meaning, here's what we know. The Shar Averos, when it comes to other Averos, the Jewish people get a kapara with the Sierra Mishtalech, and now we're assuming that the Kohanim also get the kapara with the Sierra Mishtalech. The whole issue was about Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav, and we didn't have an explicit pasuk that told us where the Kohanim get the kapara for Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav. We know where the Kohen Gadol gets his kapara, that's with the partial Kohen Gadol, and we know where the rest of the people get their kapara, that's with the Sierra Nasa Bifnim. We weren't sure which one to lump the Kohanim with the rest of the people, the Sierra Nasa Bifnim, or with the Kohen Gadol. So we brought two sources to say it's got to be with the Kohen Gadol. Why couldn't we say it's with the Sierra Nasa Bifnim like the rest of the people? Oh, it's because the pasuk had said Asher La'am, that the Sierra Nasa Bifnim is dafka for the Am excluding the Kohanim, that they are dafka excluded from that kapara. So says the Gemara, is that what Asher La'am teaches us? V'hai Asher La'am l'hach yudasa. The pasuk Asher La'am teach us about the Sierra Panimi, that Kohanim are not included in the kapara. Haimi ba'alei, d'kam rachmana, midom lehave. The pasuk is already needed to tell us that the Torah tells us that the Seir has to be from their own money and not from the money of the Kohen Gadol. It's not available. This pasuk is not available to teach us that Kohanim are excluded from the Kapara of the Seir Anasa Bifnim. This pasuk is here to teach us who pays for the Seir Anasa Bifnim. That it's paid for by the people, not who it provides Kapara for. And Ahu Me'es Adas B'nei Sol. So the Gemara answers, no. Ahu Me'es The idea that the Seir is paid for by the people and not by the Kohen is already derived from another pasuk. That we derive from the pasuk that says by the Karbanos of the Kohen in Yom Kippurim, Me'es Hadas B'nei Yisrael. So now the Gemara is going to ask that the Braisa understood the phrase Asher Lo to be Mema'et Kohanim from the Paro Shel Aaron, meaning when we were stuck trying to figure out where the Kohanim get their kapara for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, we said, okay, it can't be from the Sierra Nasa Bifnim like Yisraelim because it says Asher La'am, it's only for the Am. And it can't be from the Paro Shel Aaron because it says Asher Lo. Until we had two other drushas that taught us that it can be from the Paro Shel Aaron. But initially we said Asher Lo means it's only for him, it's only for the Kohen Gadol, it's not for other Kohanim. So says the Gemara, oh, what's the Havamina? V'hai Asher Lo l'ach yudasa. Is that what Asher Lo is teaching me? That the Kapara provided by the Paro Shel Aaron is only for the Kohen Gadol and not for anybody else? No, the phrase Asher Lo, Hami Bailei, L'chidetanya is needed to teach who pays for the Paro Shel Aaron. Mishalohu mevi venu mevi mishal tzibur, that the Kohen Gadol has to bring a par from his own mamon, that it can't come from the mamon atzibur, that it can't come from communal funds. Yachalo yavi mishal tzibur, so you might think that he can't bring mishal tzibur shein atzibur mischapren bo, because the tzibur doesn't get a kapara with it. Aval yavi mishalach avakohanim shecha avakohanim mischapren bo, but he can use money that belongs to other Kohanim, because at least they're getting a kapara with it. Tamalomar Asher Lo. That's why it says Asher Lo, that he's got to pay for himself. No one else can help him. Not the Tzibur and not the other Kohanim. Yachalo Yavi Vim Hevi Kasher. You might think, okay, so don't bring a par that's paid for by other Kohanim. But if you do, B'dieved, it would be Kasher. Tamalomar Shuv. That's why the Pasuk says again, Asher Lo. Hakosuv Shana Lov La'akiv. It says the second time, Asher Lo, to tell me that it's ma'akev, that it has to dafka come from the moment of the Kohen Gadol. So that's what Asher Lo really teaches me. That Asher Lo teaches me who pays for it, not who gets kapara with it. So how could the Brice have had a havamina that Asher Lo excludes the other Kohanim from the kapara provided by the Parashal Kohen Gadol? It's already needed to tell me who pays for the Parashal Kohen Gadol. So Tana Hachi Kokashalei. Now, what the Tana of the Brice meant to say as follows. Maishra B'dolam D'lo Mechaper. Why is it that the Seir of the Am is not Mechaper for the Kohanim? Meaning, why doesn't it work for the Kohanim? The Seir Nasa B'fnim. Why isn't that good enough for the Kohanim? It's because they don't pay for it, that it doesn't provide them with kapara, meaning only the Am pays for it, not the Kohanim. It says Asher La'am, and that teaches me that only the Am pays for it. So that's why the Brisa assumed that the reason the other Kohanim should not get a kapara with the Parashal Kohen Gadol is because they don't pay for it. These aren't two totally unrelated drashos. We're saying, Asher Lo shouldn't teach me that other Kohanim can't get a kapara with the Parashal Kohanim because it already teaches me that other Kohanim don't pay for it. No, but that's exactly the point. Maybe because they don't pay for it, they shouldn't get a kapara with it. Maybe you only get a kapara with what the karbanos that you paid for, that you could have paid for. So, loko chasimona v'ka'amar kulan kruyin beso. And that's why we need the drasha that no, all Kohanim are called beso. And it says, beferish in the pasuk v'chiper ba'ado uva'ad beso. So that's why they are included in that kapara. The reason the Gemara says that the Kohanim are called Beso, the Ramban and the Rashba explain, is because in the Torah it says Beso twice. One time to include Beso Zu Ishto, and a second time to include the other Kohanim that they're also considered Beso. So the Gemara is only legabe what the par of the of the what the that the par is mechaper on the Kohanim by Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav when you don't have Yediya B'tchila Ela B'sof, or you had Yediya B'tchila V'lo B'sof, but by the Seirei HaRegalim that are mechaper for someone who doesn't have a Yediya Lo B'tchila V'lo B'sof, that the Kohanim are mechaper, you don't need an extra riboy, even though the Kohanim don't pay for it, because that once we learn this din, that you don't have to pay for it to get the kapara, so mele, they're automatically included, even in Karbanos that they don't pay for. So now the Gemara explains why the Kohen has to do all the different viduyim that we require of him. So it says Gemara, Bishlam l'Rabbi Shimon. We had this machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Do the Kohanim get kapara for Shara Averos with the Seirah Mishtaleach? Right? Are they included in the kapara of the Seirah Mishtaleach? So says the Gemara, Bishlam l'Rabbi Shimon, Haynu d'chsev trei viduyin v'dam apar. I understand that the psukim could be well understood according to Rabbi Shimon that you need a viduy on the par, you need an additional viduy at the time of the zrikas hadam, and then you have the kapara of the dam itself that he throws on the mizbeach. Why do you need three separate kaparos over here? Chad, one of them is keneged sir anasibifnim, that he's mechaper for the kohen for a case where he has yediyah b'tchila, but he doesn't have yediyah b'sof. He does not yet realize that he did the avera, like a Seira Nasa Bifnim is Mechaper for Yisrael. V'chad, another place to be Mechaper for Kohanim, when there is no Yediya B'tchila, but there was a Yediya B'sof, Keneged Seira Nasa B'chutz, just like the Seira Nasa B'chutz would be Mechaper for the Jewish people, for the rest of Klal Yisrael. V'chad, and then you need another place to be Mechaper for Kohanim, on Shar Averos, Keneged Seira Mishtaleach, like the Seira Mishtaleach, that works for the rest of Klal Yisrael. El Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Kohanim get Kapar on Shar Averos with the Seirah Mishtalech, just like Israel, why do you need three additional kaparos? Meaning they're already included in the Seirah Mishtalech, so they shouldn't need a third additional kapara. Trei viduyin v'dam apar lamali. Why do you need the viduy of the par, the viduy of the matandam, and the kapara that the matandam itself provides? Bechad viduy v'dam osagya. It should have been good enough to have one viduy plus the kapara of the dam itself, and that should work for everything that the Kohanim need. One of them for Keneged, what the Sir Panimi is Mechaper for the Jewish people, and one Keneged, what the Sir Achitzon is Mechaper for. But but you shouldn't need one keneged the Seir Mishtalech, they're already included in the Seir Mishtalech. So the Gemara explains, yeah, you're right, you only need one kapara. The fact that you need shnei viduyim is not about the Kohanim. Echad lo ve'echad lebeso. One is to be mechaper for the Kohen Gadol himself and his family, and then one for the other Kohanim. Over here, beso meaning the other Kohanim. Kidzitana de Rabbi Shmuel, because Tana de Rabbi Shmuel taught as follows, kach hi midas hadin noheges, mutav yavel zakai v'yichaper alachayiv, val yavel chayiv v'yichaper alachayiv. That if you want to be mechaper for people who have certain chiyuvim, you better make sure you're clean first. You better make sure that you have your kapara first. So we want the Kohen Gadol to first have total kapara, and only once he achieves total kapara, to then be mechaper for achiv hakohanim. But if he doesn't yet have total kapara, he cannot yet be mechaper for achiv hakohanim, for the rest of the kohanim. There is a discussion in Poskim that how this plays out in halacha, this idea that you need to be clean first before you can clean up for anybody else when it comes to averos. For example, the Shlach HaKadosh writes that when it comes to doing kaparos on Erev Yom HaKippurim, so you should do kaparos if you're doing for your kids or something, do for yourself first and then wave it around your kid's head, because you want your own kapara before you have kapara for the children, for those that are noheg, like Shulchan quotes, for those that are noheg to do kaparos. And there's a discussion by Ataris Nedarim in Shuvas Betzalel Chachmei, discusses if you're in one of those groups, you have four people doing Ataris Nedarim, right? So you have three people serving as the base, and then they rotate. So is it best to be the first guy or best to be the last guy? So he's not sure. Is it maybe it's best to be the first guy so that you could first take care of yourself and make sure you're taken care of, and then you can free other people of their nedarim? Or maybe it's best to be the last guy so that the people who free you of your nedarim are already zakai, that you have a zakai mechaper ala zakai. So that's pashtus, is it's not best one way or the other. You just you be easygoing about it and not insist that you bat cleanup or that you bat lead off or anything. Whenever you go is good enough. That's the pashtus. Hadron lach shvush times. That is the end of the first parak of Masechta Shavuos. Now we move on to the second parak, but the second parak is really a continuation of the first parak, because I know that's very exciting. Now we get more Yedias Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav, that it said in the first Mishnah in the Masechta that Yedios HaTuma Arshtayim Shehein Arba. So we discussed that a person who's Tameh, that eats Kodesh, or goes into the base of Mikdash while he's Tameh, Bishogeg, he's Chayav Karbon Olav V'Yored. So that there are four ways to be Chayav Karbon Olav V'Yored in that situation, because it has to be that there's a yediyah b'tchila and the yediyah b'sof, meaning initially when you became tameh, you have to be aware of it, you have to have forgotten about something in between, and then you have to have a yediyah b'sof, you have to know about it at the end so that you could actually bring the karban. So now we're going to be mefaret, what are these shtayim shein arba? So yediyos hatuma shtayim shein arba. The case is that you're going to be chayiv a karban for yediyos hatuma b'shogeg, and you're going to be chayiv a karban olaviyar, it is shtayim shein arba. Two that are derived from the actual pasuk itself, and two that are derived from a riboy of the pasuk. So here they are. Nitma viyada, v'nelma menu atuma. You became tameh, you knew that you became tameh, and then while you're eating the kodesh, you forgot that you had become tameh, v'zachar es hakodesh. But you did realize that what you're eating was kodesh, you just thought that you were tahar at the time that you were eating it. That's one case. Or nela mimenu akodesh v'zachar es hatuma. You remember that you're tameh. You realize that you're tameh. You just don't realize that the thing that you're eating right now is kodesh. Or nelmu mimenu zevazeh. You forgot both that you're tameh, and you don't realize that what you're eating is kodesh. V'achlas hakodesh v'lo yada. And you ate the kodesh without knowing. U'mishachal yada. And then after you ate it, you realize both things. You realize that you are tameh, and that the thing that you just ate was kodesh. Hareza ba'olav yared. Yerchayev olav yared. So that's considered two cases of isra achilas kodesh bituma. A case where you forgot that you were tameh, and a case where you forgot that the kodesh was kodesh. Right? Those are the two ha'alamos that you have. Those are two cases. And sometimes you can have both, but that's not an additional case, right? So those are two cases. Nitma v'yadav enel mimenu tumah. If you knew that you had become Tameh, then you forgot that you had become Tameh, and you entered the Beis HaMikdash. V'zachar es HaMikdash. But you realize that you were going into the Beis HaMikdash, you just thought that you were Tahar. Or enel mimenu mikdash v'zachar es HaTumah. Or, on the flip side, you just didn't realize you're going into the Mikdash, but you know that you're Tameh. You just thought this beautiful building you're walking into is somebody's mansion. You didn't realize that it's a Beis HaMikdash. Or enel mimenu zevaseh. You forgot both. You didn't realize it's a Beis HaMikdash, and you still think you're Tahar. V'nichlas mikdash v'lo yada, u'mishayatza yada. And then when you come out of the Mikdash, you realize what happened. So b'ol v'yored. That's another two cases where you chayiv an ola v'yored. So those are our four cases. Now the Mishnah starts to identify which part of the Beis HaMikdash. Echad nichnas la'azara, ve'echad nichnas l'tosefes ha'azara. Whether you went to the azara of the Beis HaMikdash or the tosefes ha'azara, some additional part, an add-on that they expanded the azara, you chayiv a carbon ola v'yored, meaning essentially what the Mishnah is teaching us is that the kedusha of the tosefes ha'azara has the same kedusha as the azara itself. As long as they expanded the azara based on the procedure that we're about to outline, how you add on to kedushas ha'azara. It's not stam doing an expansion. You do an expansion, that doesn't bring kedusha, that just brings an expansion, just brings a larger space. How do you bring kedusha into that larger space? So the Mishnah tells us, shein mosifin al-ir v'al-azaros, that we're allowed to add to Yerushalayim into the azaros, but only ela b'melech v'navi v'urim v'tumim v'sanhedrin. You need to have a melech, a navi, an urim v'tumim, sanhedrin of 71 judges. There are different functions of a sanhedrin, of a beis din. Over here, it's not a psak of the beis din, meaning sanhedrin is not serving a function of paskening a halacha, that the halacha is that this place has more kedusha or whatever. No, it's a formality that you need the presence of a beis din. It's similar to a beis din for gerus, where it's a l'kiyum adavar. Just like we have a concept by edus, that there's edus l'birur adavar, and edus l'kiyum adavar, you have an aid that somebody owes somebody, you have two aidin that somebody owes somebody $1,000. So good, so they're being mevarer with what the facts are. But then you have aidei kiddushin. They never have to be mevarer anything. I've been in aid kiddushin many times. They've never been called back to testify whether the kiddushin happened. It's just that they can't be married unless there's the presence of aidim. So just like you have such a concept by aidim, you have such a concept by shtar also, that there's a shtar l'birur adavar, you owe me money, so I want to write a shtar that says that you owe me the money. Or there's a shtar l'kiyum adavar. Someone writes a get to his wife. So it's not that the get proves that they're divorced, it may do that as well, but it's that the get makes them divorced. So you have such a thing with a beis din as well. Sometimes a beis din has to be mevarer what the halacha is. Two people are having a dispute, they go to beis din has to figure it out. And sometimes it's just the presence of beis din that allows for that halacha to be chal. Beis din's not paskening anything, they're not deciding anything. Their presence lends a certain sense of seriousness to the proceedings, and that therefore allows for the kedusha to be chal. That's the function of the beis din shel shivim ve'echad when it comes to being mosif aliir v'al azaros. But then there's another thing that you need, ubishtei todos. You need lachme toda to be makif the area that you're trying to be mekadesh. Ubishir, you also need musical accompaniment. Ubeizin mahalchen, and here's what they do. Beizin goes, ushtei todos acharehen. What it sounds like is the karbanos toda go behind the beizin. The Gemara is going to explain it means the opposite. The beizin goes behind the karbanos toda. V'kol Yisrael acharehen. And Kol Yisrael goes behind them until they get to the end of the place that they're trying to be mekadesh. Until they get to the point where they're trying to add on to the azara. And then hapnimis ne'echeles, then the toda that was more toward the inside gets eaten, v'achitzona nesrefes, and the toda that's more toward the outside gets burnt. We're going to see in the Gemara, there's a machlokas amarayim, where the Kohanim carried the chalos of the toda, ze'achar ze'ah, or ze'letzad ze'ah. Was it one behind the other, or one next to the other? L'chora, the lashon of pnimis and chitzona makes it sound like it's Zelitzadze, and they were, you know, as they're going around the area, so one is on the, you know, the outskirts of the, and one is further in, closer to the original Azara. So we'll have to discuss that Bezer Hashem tomorrow on Daf Tezvav. So now, Nitma Ba'azara, so the Mishnah is going to explain the din. Someone who goes into the Beis HaMikdash when he's Tahar, and then he becomes Tame in the Azara. Nitma Ba'azara, a guy went in, he did nothing wrong. He came to the Beis HaMikdash while he's perfectly Tahar. Then he becomes Tame in the Azara. V'nelma Mimenu Tuma, and he doesn't realize that he's Tame. V'zachar Es HaMikdash, but he realizes he's in the Beis HaMikdash. Or, Nelma Mimenu Mikdash, V'zachar Es HaTuma. He doesn't realize he's in the Mikdash, but he does realize that he's Tame. Or he doesn't realize either one. Vishtachave, and therefore he's mishtachave b'tumaso. O shasha b'kte ishtachava, or he stays there long enough in order to do ishtachava. O balo b'aruka, or maybe he gets out of there, but he doesn't go in the most direct route. He takes a long route out of the Beis HaMikdash. Chayiv. If he does any of those things, he's going to be chayiv the carbon of yored as if he had gone in bituma, because the fact that he stayed longer than necessary bitumaso is the same as going in bitumaso. But if he goes out the shortest possible way without being mishtachava, without delaying, without anything, then pater. Then he's going to be pater, because what's he supposed to do? He was anus. He became tame while he was there. So what do you do if you become tame while you're there? Get out. And that's what he did. He got out. Should he run his fastest? So Rabbi Kiveger writes in Tos Rabbi Kiveger that no, it's about derech tzara versus derech harucha. It's not about how fast he moves. So even if he goes out derech harucha, but he runs super fast, so he gets out quicker than someone who would be walking normally derech tzara, he's still going to be chayiv. Or even if he goes derech tzara, but he walks really slow, he's still going to be potter, because the Mishnah makes it very clear that it's about the derech. It's not about how long he actually remains there. The shear of how of waiting kedeish tachava, that lechor is halacha. The Gemara is going to say is halacha leMoshe miSinai. If a guy becomes tamei outside and he goes in betumaso, you don't have to wait kedeish tachava. That for the very idea that he was nichnas, he's going to be chayiv. It's only if he came in beheter. So you can't be mechayiv him for being nichnas. He came in when he was tar. He just became tamei in the azar. That's where we have this shear of waiting there kedeish tachava. Only then he's going to be chayiv. Okay, so once we discuss the din of someone who becomes tamei in the azara, we're going to discuss what if a beis din makes a mistake in a psak about that halacha. So zui mitzvah saseh mikdash shein chayav naleha. That this is a mitzvah saseh mikdash that the beis din and the kohen mashiach are not going to be chayiv a par chatas if they gave a mistaken psak about this, because normally Sanhedrin makes a mistake and they give a heter with some mitzvah that you chayiv kares b'mezin and chatas b'shogeg, and the tzibur follows that heter. When they realize that they made a mistake, they have to bring a par as a korban. And if the kohen gadol is the one that issued the hora'a, that issued that psak, he's going to have to bring a par as a korban. But that's only if the psak that they made was a mitzvah that you chayiv kares. The person became tam bazar and they told him he's allowed to stay there. No, I'm sorry, but that the person became tam bazar, they told him they're allowed to stay there. Then you're not going to be you're only chayiv this karban on a hora, that's something that b'shogeg you'd be chayiv a chatas kavua, not an olav yored. So this halacha, since b'shogeg you're only chayiv an olav yored, is not included in the par that you would get for a mistaken psak. Is there an example of a mistaken psak in Hilchos Nida that you'd be chayiv, that a Beis Din or a Kohen Gadol would be chayiv for making a mistaken psak? Yeah, if a guy was having bia with a woman who's not a nida, and in the middle of the tashmish, she realizes that she became a nida. How does she realize in the middle of the tashmish? So it used to be that there was something called a hargasha, that a woman would have this sensation when she became a nida. So she has hargasha, so she knows that she has become tame. Upirish miyad, and the guy right away jumps out. You know, he separates from her immediately. So he's going to be chayiv because there's hana'as tashmish on his way out. So that he's going to be chayiv for mneishi yitziyaso hana lo kibiyaso, because that gives him hana's tashmish with the nida. So that's something that you chayiv kares for. So that's a very mistaken psak. The correct psak is not sipan of bakarka, and he waits until he has aver mace, and then he pulls out when it's aver mace, so that there's no hana's tashmish. Okay, now we go back to what we said at the beginning of the Mishnah, that if a person was tameh and he came into the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayiv karbonol of yored, whether what he forgot about was that he was tameh, or whether what he forgot about is the fact that the building is entering is the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah is about to tell us, that's actually machlokas tanaim. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Rabbi Lazar says, sheretz v'nelam mimenu, al helim sheretz chayiv, enu chayiv al helim mikdash. You're only chayiv if you forgot about your tumah, but you're not chayiv in all of yored if you forgot about the fact that you're entering the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Kiva Omer v'nelam mimenu v'hu tameh, al helim tumah chayiv, enu chayiv al helim mikdash. Also, but based on the different words in the pasuk, same idea that there's the chiyuv karbon olah v'yored was only when you forgot about the mikdash, not was behelim hamikdash or behelim hakodesh, but only behelim. I'm sorry, not about helim mikdash or helim kodesh, but rather helim tuma. So the difference. That's another shita. The Rebbe Kiva says that if what you forgot about is the tuma, that's when you're chayiv in olah v'yored. If you forgot about the mikdash or the kodesh, then there's no olah v'yored. Rabbi Shmuel Omer v'nelam v'nelam shtei pa'amim l'chayiv al helam tuma v'al helam mikdash, that it says v'nelam twice to tell us that you're chayiv for helam tuma and on helam mikdash, and along with mikdash is helam kodesh as well. So it's a machlokas tanaim whether you are chayiv in olah v'yored in forgetting about the mikdash slash kodesh, or just if you forget about the fact that you were tameh. Okay, now we had said that Yediyos HaTumah are Shtayim Shein Arba, that there are four cases of Yediyos HaTumah. So the Gemara is going to question that number. Amar Rav Papa Labai, Shtayim Shein Arba, Shtayim Shein Sheish Havyon. It's really six cases of Yediyos HaTumah. Yediyos HaTumah Tchil V'Sof. A guy is V'Shogeg, he forgot about his Tumah. So his Chiv Karbon is only if he knew initially about his Tumah, and eventually he finds out again about his Tumah, and he just forgot in between. So that's really shtei yedios. That's two different yedios. He knew initially when he became tamei, and obviously in order to bring carbon, he has to realize again that he was tamei. Yedios hakodesh, tchila v'sof. Or if his shogig was that he forgot about the fact that this was kodesh. So in order to be chayiv, he has to initially have known that it was kodesh, and then ultimately realize again later that it is kodesh. That's another shtei yedios. Or yedios mikdash, tchila v'sof. If the reason he's chayiv is because he entered the mikdash while he was tameh, and he forgot that it was a mikdash, so that means initially he knew it was the mikdash, forgot about it in the middle, and then had another yediyah at the end that it was a mikdash, and that's why he's bringing a karban. So isn't that six different yediyos? Meaning, since there are three cases, there's knowing that he's tameh, knowing that what he's eating is kodesh, and knowing that the place that he's entering is the mikdash, so each time there's a yediyah, there needs to be a yediyah betchila, Ubasov. So that's really six yedios. That's not four yedios. Says Moral Tameich Timni Avin. It's really eight yedios. Dika Tumah de Kodesh v'Tumah de Mikdash Tchila v'Sof. That the first case, that someone who forgot that he was Tameh, could also be broken up into two cases. He ate Kodesh while he was Tameh, and or when he went into the Beis HaMikdash while he was Tameh. So that's two Yediyos, one B'tchila, one B'sof. So on the two Yediyos that Rav Papa counted, there's another two Yediyos. So we should have said Shtayim Shein Shmona, not Shtayim Shein Arba, nor Shtayim Shein Sheish. So it says, Mara Halo Kasha. Nah, to divide up that first case of forgetting that he's tameh into four different yedios, shame tuma achasi. Whether he, when he was tameh, he ate kodesh, or whether he entered the mikdash when he was tameh, the point is that he forgot he was tameh. It's not that he forgot that this was kodesh, that he forgot it was the mikdash. He forgot that he was tameh. So that only counts as shtei yedios, the yedia b'tchila and the yedia b'sof. Okay, so it's not eight, but mikom akum shisavyon, but it's still six. So why do we say shtayim shein arba? It's really six different yedios. His knowledge of his tumah originally, his knowledge of his tumah eventually, his knowledge of the mikdash originally, his knowledge of the mikdash eventually, and his knowledge of the kodesh originally, and his knowledge of the kodesh eventually. So I'm Rav Papa Liolam Timniyadim. You're right, really it's eight. Really it's eight. And we do count the yedios of the person who eats kodesh when he forgot that he was tameh, or entering the mikdash when he forgot that he was tameh. But we don't count the initial ideas, because you don't bring a carbon for the initial idea, because you forgot about it at some point. You're only going to bring a carbon when you realize again at the end. But the last ideos, the final ideos, which actually is mechayev you carbon, because now you realize what you had done, that we count. Vikadami, others say that Amar Rav Papa, Leolam Timni Avyan, it really is eight idios. Va'arbay kamaisi, the lesnu bekalatara kula kachashiv. Ah, we're only counting the initial idios, not the eventual idios. Why? Because the initial idios are unique to this halach of Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. There's no other halach in the Torah where you need some sort of yidia to begin with in order to be chayev a karban when you do an aver b'shogeg. Ah, I eat chaylev b'shogeg, I didn't have to know anything in advance. I just have to realize now, afterwards, that I ate chaylev b'shogeg. But dafka b'tumas mikdash kedashim, it had to be that I knew originally that I was tameh, that this is kodesh, that this is mikdash. So those are the ideals that count, because they're unique to this area of Torah. But our Baba Shraisa, the ultimate ideos, Disnu Bekala Torah Kula, where you have that by all other Averos in the Torah, Lo Kachashiv, those ideos don't get counted over here. So the Gemara said, Bai Rav Papa, Nelmi Menu Hilchas Tuma Mahu. What if you just didn't know anything about Hilchas Tuma? You know that you touched this item, you just didn't know that it makes you Tamei. So it says, Mar Hechidami, Ile Medulayadi Yisharitz Tamei Tzvardea Tamei, Zil Kari Viravu. If you didn't know that a Sharitz is Metamei, open up a Chumash. I mean, that's ridiculous. Of course, that's called the idea. Li Olam Diyada Betumas Sharitz, Kigon. No, you knew that a sharetz is metame, but you touched only the size of kadasha. You're not sure if that was large enough. Mike, even the other time sharetz biolam yidia hi. Do we count it as a yidia because you knew that there's such a thing called tumas sharetz? Or maybe that's called a halama because you didn't know if it's mitami bekadasha or not. So Teiku, the Gemara leaves that unresolved, whether that qualifies as a yediyah. That is from tomorrow. We'll pick up by Rabbi Yirmiyah with another shaila related to what counts as a proper yediyah.